for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday evening, November the 26th, 1999. Thanksgiving weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma is the minister of the evening.
Thank you for that correction that we just received in Jesus' name. Forgive us from all rebellion, lawlessness, spirit of independence, Lord, iniquity, all those things, God, cleanse us tonight. We ask it in Jesus' name, and everybody said,
amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you. Praise the Lord. Let's turn to a scripture in John. Hope you have your Bibles. In the book of St. John, chapter 11, verse 25, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Hallelujah. How many thank God for his word tonight? How many believe he is the resurrection and the life? And we need life tonight, don't we? How many it'll destroy death? Life will destroy death. Can you say amen? It'll swallow death up. Now, God wants us to come on into resurrection life. But I'm telling you, there's something in our souls that holds us back. Can you say amen?
Yes, amen?
We have fragmented souls that must be dealt with. We have soul ties that have to be broken.
Yes.
We have bloodline conditions in our families where we have to break curses and things that's hindering us. We have idols that we hold to that must go. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Amen. There's carnality in our lives that sometimes we walk in more than we do in the spirit. Worldliness. We lock God out of our souls. God wants to come in and move in, and we lock him out many times. We're satisfied. And God wants to seal us in this end time. There's demons in our souls that have to go. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And many times we're not warring. The warfare is in us. Don't look at your brother and your sister. Come on, the warfare is right here. Amen? In us. Now let's go to Philippians chapter 3. How many believe Jesus is coming?
Amen.
Amen. He is coming again. And I've said this many times from this pulpit and other places. Jesus is coming in the saints. He's coming with saints. Jesus is coming in clouds. That's you and me. He's coming with clouds. Jesus is coming in fire and with fire. But I want to go to Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Hallelujah. Here's what the Bible said. That I may know him. And the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of the good times, the fellowship, the communion, the union of his sufferings, being made conformable to his death, if by any means I might attain to the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I'd already attained, Paul says. I mean, no, we hadn't attained yet either. Either we're already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are what? Come on, help me. Behind, and reaching forth to those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, look down to verse 10 and 11. Again in verse 10 he says, that I may know him, that's Jesus. Not know about him, but to know him intimately. And the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable to his death. And that word resurrection is, the word is anastasis. Everybody say that. Anastasis. It means a rising up. It means a raising up or cause to stand. Now, I believe we all believe in the resurrection, don't we?
Yes.
Amen? How many of the Sadducees didn't believe in the resurrection?
Right.
The Pharisees did believe in the resurrection and angelic beings. But the Sadducees were sad. Amen? They didn't believe it. But there's a rising up. There's a raising up. There's a cause to stand. Then in verse 11, here's another word. It's only used one time, but it's seen many times in Scripture, other ways. Verse 11, if by any means. Now notice, if. You know, that don't sound like a man of faith. But how many know Paul is a man of faith?
Yes.
If by any means. I don't mean wrong means. I might attain. How many want to attain to something here? There's a resurrection that I must be attained to. That I might attain to the resurrection of the dead. Now, this word resurrection is exanastasis. Everybody say it. Exanastasis. Okay. That resurrection means the out-resurrection or the early resurrection or the resurrection out from among the dead.
Yes.
How many believe there's some people dead and some people living tonight?
Amen.
Come on, amen. Now, verse 11 is not a physical resurrection. It is a spiritual and a moral resurrection. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Are you hearing me? And so he was saying, and this is another translation, that if possible, I might attain to the spiritual and moral resurrection that lifts me out from among the dead, even while in the body.
Yes.
Hallelujah. There is an attainment of a people in this end time that God's going to help come into this resurrection while yet in a blood and a bone body, okay?
Yes.
Our physical body. The fullness of Christ must come in. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Now, how many know Jesus had the fullness of the Godhead in Him?
Yes.
Now, none of us tonight individually can say that. But God is putting His fullness where? Come on.
In His body.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Are we part of the body tonight? Now, let's look at this in Ephesians 3. Let's turn there. We can look at several things here. Now, how many know that in chapter 2, we're saved by grace through faith? How many believe that?
Yes.
And then in chapter 1, he tells us we're filled with the Holy Ghost, which is the earnest of the inheritance. So we're saved, and we're filled, and they're a gift. That's a gift, right?
Yes.
Did you earn your salvation?
No.
Did you earn the Holy Ghost baptism?
No.
Now, in chapter 3, hallelujah. Now, to come into Passover, it's free, right?
Yes.
Pentecost, it's free.
Yes.
But to come to Tabernacles, how many know we've got to go through the Day of Atonement?
Yes.
Yes.
We're going through the fire, aren't we?
Yes.
I said, aren't we?
Yes.
Chapter 3. Look in chapter 3 of Ephesians. Now, look at verse 16. That He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. How many need strength tonight in the inner man?
Amen.
We all do. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, and the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ, come on now, which passes what?
Knowledge.
How many know a lot of people just cram their head full of knowledge? Now, we need knowledge.
Yes.
But how many know we go from virtue to knowledge?
Yes.
I'm glad Peter put virtue in there first, aren't you? How many know people kill each other with knowledge?
Yes.
Come on, don't shout me down.
Yes.
It says, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Is that for us?
Yes.
Is that for us?
Yes.
Amen. Well, how many know we haven't got there yet?
Right.
Potentially, we're there. We're coming there, aren't we? But we're not there. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Now, back in Philippians, there's actually a double compound. Non, meaning a spiritual and moral resurrection. Not the final resurrection. Hallelujah, which will be the climax. Paul said it was something which had to be attained through suffering. We don't like to talk about suffering, do we? But how many know we enter the kingdom of God through much tribulation.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
Now, who said those words? Paul. Luke wrote them, but Paul was preaching. Paul was a preacher. Paul was filled with the Holy Ghost. Mature man of God. And yet he said, we enter the kingdom by much tribulation, didn't he? Now, let's go back to Philippians again. Let's look at that verse one more time in chapter 3. I'm no hurry tonight. Verse 11. Be out by midnight. Sister Coffee, go to sleep on me. Okay, verse 11. If by any means I might attain to the resurrection of the dead. Now, I like what W.E. Vine says. He said, this is not the physical resurrection, which is assured to all believers hereafter, but the present life of identification with Christ in His resurrection. How many know there's a metamorphosis?
Yes. Amen.
Anybody want to have that experience? More and more in your life. Amen? A gradual change, a transfiguration, a transformation of the soul. Now, how many know God's done a work in our spirit?
Yes.
How many believe that tonight?
Yes.
But how many believe some of us still have a lot of problem in the soul of ours?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes,
yes we do. Praise God. But like a butterfly, it has to experience a metamorphosis.
Yes.
Amen. And when completed, that which began as a worm emerges into a magnificent winged creature and takes off and flies. You know, we talk about rapture. Listen, let me tell you something. I'll tell you a better word than rapture is resurrection.
Yeah.
How many know? Yeah, the power of the... That's right. The power of the Holy Ghost is not resurrection. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Praise God. But how many know there's justification? Come on, help me.
Yes.
Sanctification?
Yes.
What's the third?
Glorification.
In that order.
Yes.
Amen? Now, the resurrection of the body cannot occur instantly in a moment in the twinkling of an eye until the soul has experienced transfiguration.
Right.
Did you hear what I said?
Amen.
I'll say it one more time. The resurrection of the body cannot occur instantly in a moment in the twinkling of an eye until the soul has experienced transfiguration. How many of it starts first in your spirit? Come on. Then it moves up into your mind, your will, your emotions, your desires. Isn't that right? Now look in Galatians 4. Here's a word connected with metamorphosis, but it's the word morpho, I believe it is. It's Galatians chapter 4, verse 19. And listen to what Paul says here in this verse. Galatians 4, 19. My little children. He didn't say my mature ones. My little children, how many is talking to us? Of whom I travail in birth again. Now, if he travailed again, he travailed before.
Yes. Yes.
It takes a travail to bring people to Jesus. But it's going to take a greater travail to bring them to perfection or maturity.
Yes.
Is that true?
Right.
Come on, somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Now, listen to what he says. My little children, whom I travail in birth again, until Christ be formed. There's that word. There is that word there. Be formed. Be formed where? In you, in me. So there is a transformation. There is a transfiguration. There is a change that has to take place. And here Paul is praying for these young ones that they experience that in the Lord. Can you say amen? Now look in Colossians. Look in Colossians. Look at, first of all, chapter 1. Now, here's a brother in this church. His name is Epaphras. Look in chapter 1, verse 7, then we'll go to chapter 4. He said, as you also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ. A faithful minister of the Anointed One. Okay, so he's a faithful man. How many know that's good to have somebody like that pray for you? Now, look in chapter 4. Look in chapter 4, verse 12. Here Paul, again, speaks about Epaphras. He says, Epaphras, who is one of you. You know this guy. He's among you. He's with you. A servant of Christ. Not only a minister of Christ, but a servant of Christ. He's a love slave. Hallelujah. Saluteth you. Yes, fellowship with you. Always laboring fervently. How many know that's hot prayer?
Yeah.
For you. For this church, in prayers. Notice the word prayers is plural. How many see that? that you may stand what? Come on. Perfect or mature and complete in all the will of God. Hallelujah. How many believe we need some mothers and fathers praying for the young ones in the church to come in and experience a transfiguration and to be perfect and mature? Can you say amen? We need that, don't we? And so Paul, a father, was speaking about these young ones. He was travailing in birth again. Praise the Lord. And so that was an internal experience, not external. Paul was speaking of an outward, of an inward change that would bring them to the very image and likeness and character of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can you say amen? Amen. Now, how many know that many people are looking to the resurrection any minute, and yet they got the same old mind they had when they got saved? Maybe a little change. Not much. How many don't work that way? Huh? Now look at Matthew 16. Matthew 16. The teaching I believe should come forth today in this hour is the salvation of the soul. That's the greatest teaching we need right now. Because that's going to prepare us for the resurrection. Matthew chapter 16. But how many know if we don't do it, you can have all the teaching in the world. We don't get want deliverance. We don't want to deal with our soul and do whatever God tells us. We're not going to get much help, are we? In Matthew 16, now listen to what Jesus said in verse 27. The Son of Man shall come in the glory of His Father with His angels. Then He shall reward every man according to his works. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here. Notice, some standing here, which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming where? How many know that was in a people?
Yes.
You know when that happened? At Pentecost. And then he goes into the Transfiguration in chapter 17. He said there's some not going to die until they see the Son of Man coming. And that coming was an inward coming, resurrection life within His kingdom. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now look in Luke 17. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Robert gets singing those Holy Ghost songs. How many know that does something on the inside, doesn't it? Luke 17. I really enjoyed those songs tonight. Well, all the music tonight. Chapter 17, verse 20. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. That means an outward show. Neither shall they say, lo, here or there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Within you. Hallelujah. Within us. Amen? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now look in Matthew 25:10. And I haven't left my subject. This means exactly what I've been reading. Matthew 25:10. These are the five wise virgins who had oil in their lamps and in their vessels. What does that mean? That means that God had done a work in their spirit. It had been transferred into their soul at midnight. They had an extra supply of oil, and they were ready to meet the bridegroom where the others wouldn't.
Amen.
Can you hear that?
Amen.
Matthew 25:10. Now this verse, many preach is a rapture. It is not a rapture. I'm talking about a physical rapture. But this is that inward coming, that fullness within a people. Look at verse 10. And while they went to buy, while the foolish go by the oil, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. And what? The door was
shut.
Those foolish, as well as the wise, had an opportunity to move into the first fruits company, into the overcoming company. Some missed it. They thought they could make it to midnight without oil. How many know you can't make it to midnight without oil?
Amen.
You must have an extra supply. And those that were ready went into that marriage feast. I'm not talking about being raptured in the physical, but I'm talking about a spiritual experience.
Yes.
But anyway, let's go to another scripture here. Let's go over to Revelation 3. Revelation 3. Hallelujah. You getting delivered, Sister Coffee? Praise God. Well, us preachers need it, don't we? Revelation 3. I think preachers need it more than anybody sometimes. I think Irma's word tonight was prophetic. Not pathetic, prophetic. Amen. Okay. Revelation 3. It was prophetic. Preachers need deliverance. Come on. Verse 19, chapter 3. And as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and do something. Is he knocking tonight?
Yes.
Okay, watch this. If any man or woman hear my voice and open the door. You know, you'll never open your door until your will is ready to open that door.
Right.
Is that true?
Right.
Listen to what he says. Hallelujah. He said, I will stand at the door now. If any man will hear my voice, open the door. I will come where? Where's he coming?
Into him.
That one opens the door. And will sup with him. And he with me. The word sup means supper.
Yes.
See? That's what we're talking about in Matthew 25:10. There is a marriage supper. There is a marriage feast. How many know that's taking place right now? There's an intimacy with Christ now.
Yes.
And it's increasing until we come to the fullness.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Praise God.
And I want that, don't you, brethren? Praise God. All right, now, let me give you another scripture. Am I going too fast? Good. Praise the Lord. Now, Isaiah 60. I said we must experience the transfiguration, right? Verse 1. Arise, shine. That's a command. For the light is come, thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen where?
Upon thee.
For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. Is darkness covering the earth tonight?
Yes.
And gross darkness to people. But the Lord shall arise, come on, upon thee. His glory shall be seen. Did the apostles see the glory on Jesus?
Yes.
They saw it. They shall see, notice, and the glory shall be seen upon thee. Otherwise, there's such an explosion from within to without.
Yes.
How many of that transfiguration, again, starts within and comes to the outside?
Glory.
Is that right?
Right.
So that's what we're looking for tonight. Amen? Now look in 2 Corinthians 3. Praise the Lord. Get all these scriptures down and go into them yourself. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17 and 18. And here Paul is speaking to the church. And so he says, now the Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There's freedom, isn't there? Actually, where the Spirit is Lord, there's freedom. There is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding or reflecting as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed. Anybody want to be changed tonight?
Yes.
Do you really want to be changed?
Yes.
I mean, we've got to spend time with the Lord. We've got to spend time in His presence. Is that true?
Yes.
You know, we'll be in the bed and He'll say, get up and pray. And we just stay there and sleep. I mean, He wants to change us.
That's right.
Yes. But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image. From glory to glory. We know it's a process, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, look in chapter 4, verse 4. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not. Well, how many know there's some believers also blinded too? Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, or the anointed one, who is the image of God, should shine to them. So by the Spirit, by the Word, we're being changed. And so it's a process. And where is that change taking place? In our soul. The transformation is in your soul tonight. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, look in Jeremiah 31. God is sealing a people.
Yes.
But I want to go to Jeremiah 31 and verse 31, I think. 31. Is that right, Bill? Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. Well, how many believe we're Israel tonight too?
Yes.
And how many believe we're under the new covenant tonight?
Yes.
And he said, with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in that day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband to them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts.
Hallelujah.
But notice, and will be their God, and will write it in their hearts, and be their God, and they shall be my people. Now, the inward part there means your soul.
Yes. Yes.
God's working a work in the soul, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
As well as in your heart. Now, what's that last part say? Look at that last part. They will be to me and will be their... Notice, I'll be their God, he says. Uh-huh. And they shall be my
people.
A relationship.
Yes.
A union, a communion with Christ, with the Lord.
Yes.
Now, look in Hebrews 8. Got all these scriptures down, Robert.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's how we learn.
Amen.
Hebrews 8. You know, if you're going to teach end times, you better know the Bible.
Right.
Is that true?
Yes, sir.
The old and the new. We need more knowledge of that, don't we?
Right.
All right, chapter 8. Look in verse... look at verse 10. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws in their
mind.
Now, he said inward parts in Jeremiah, didn't he?
Yes.
Now, he said mind. You see that? That's the soul. And write them in their hearts. Will be there unto them a God. They shall be to me a people. All right, look in. And also, look in verse 11. When God does this, they're going to know me from the least, from the baby, to the man-child of the greatest. How many see that?
Yes.
Now, look in chapter 10. Look in chapter 10. Hallelujah. And there's a verse here I want to give you. In verses, let's see here. Praise God. Which one, Bill? 16. Okay. Yes, okay. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more, and so forth. So God... He's doing a work in our spirit and in our soul, isn't he?
Yes, hallelujah, Lord God.
How many know he's sealing us as we yield and submit to him?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Now, in this resurrection, we know there's a resurrection of the living.
Yes.
But there's also a resurrection of the dead.
Uh-huh.
I'm not talking about soul sleep. Because when people die, whether it be Christian or non-Christian, how many know they're still living?
Right.
Is that right? There is a first resurrection. There is a second resurrection.
Uh-huh.
And there's two parts to the resurrection of the living. Anybody want to know what they are?
Yes.
Number one, first fruits. And number two, all others. Have you heard what I said?
Yes.
Now, in first fruits, that means those who mature first. In first fruits, there's two parts. Those in heaven and those here on the earth. Now look at Ephesians 1:10. Praise God. Took me a long time to learn that. How many know we're all learning?
Yes.
Nobody's arrived, isn't that right? If you have, just stand up and shout and I'll listen to you. Same with me. Ephesians 1:10, it says this, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, how many believe we're coming to that?
Yes.
He, that is the Lord, might gather together in one. You're talking about unity.
Hallelujah.
In one, all things, not just all things, though. All things that are in Christ.
Yes.
In the Spirit, in the Anointed One.
Yes.
All He's going to gather. All things are in Christ. That which is outside of Christ is not going to be gathered. Is that right?
Amen.
Both which are in heaven. That means there's some in Christ in heaven now.
Yes.
As well as in the earth, those that are in Him. Hallelujah. So those that are in Christ Jesus, and I said, those that are in Christ are going to be part of the first fruits, whether it be there or here.
Right.
Now turn to Mark chapter 13. I can't stand up here and tell you who they are tonight. How many know the Lord knows who they are?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Mark chapter 13. I might say, well, so-and-so is, and so-and-so may not be in that.
Right.
The Lord knows our hearts. In chapter 13 of Mark, praise God, there's a scripture that I want to give you here, if I can find it, because I have it. Okay, let's see. Right. 26. Okay. No, 27. And then shall he send his angels... His messengers, and they shall gather together His elect, the electos, from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Now, how many know the ecclesia has been called out?
Yes.
But there's a called out of the called out called the elect.
Right.
And God is saying right here that he's going to gather this elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of what? The earth to the uttermost part of
heaven.
The heavens. Earth and heaven. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now turn to Hebrews 11. Now, how many believe tonight the work is going on?
Yes, it is.
It's not just something in the future. It's happening right now.
Yes, it is.
Thank God. We're being changed tonight as we submit and obey God.
Amen.
Hebrews 11 says this, brethren, in verse 39, talking about these heroes of faith. And these all having obtained a good report, they got a good report card, through faith received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect or complete.
Right.
What God is doing here, he's doing there. What God's doing there, he's doing here.
Yeah.
Now, how many know if peoples went on to be of the Lord, there's no devil to overcome?
Right.
There's no devil to overcome in heaven. We have a devil right here
right. That
we're having to overcome. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
And how many know that they, I believe in the Spirit, they're beholding your overcoming and my overcoming as well.
Yes.
And there's a learning process going on there and here as well. Praise God. And God's going to bring us together, isn't he?
Yes.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
All right, now 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And before we look at this scripture, there is an inward resurrection that's already taking place in us, right?
Yes.
And yet we know there's coming a physical resurrection of the body. Hallelujah. Or said another way, there's an inward resurrection, there's an outward resurrection. Now, here in 1 Corinthians 15, look at verse, I think, 20. Praise God. But now is Christ risen from the dead. Notice the word Christ. What does Christ mean, brethren? Come on, tell me.
The anointed one.
Now, Jesus Christ is head, right?
Yes.
But how many know the body of Christ is a many-membered body?
Amen.
None of us individually are the Christ.
That's right.
Are you hearing me?
Yes.
We are part of the body of Christ. Is that right?
Yes.
Many-membered body. So there is the Christ, the head, and there is Christ, the body. Now, it says in this verse, now is Christ risen from the dead. And become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, Adam, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all
die,
even so where?
In Christ
shall all be made
alive.
Hallelujah. But every man in his own rank, or group, or battalion, whatever. Like, it's a military word.
Yes.
Every man in his own order. Here's the order. Christ, the first fruits.
Yes.
Christ the head. Christ the body.
Yes.
They're inseparable.
Yes.
Only he's the head, and he'll always be the head, won't he?
Yes.
How many know we grow up into the head, we'll never be the head.
Right.
But now, look at this verse again. He said here, notice, every man in his own order. Christ, the first fruits. Afterward, they that are Christ at his coming. Remember what I said? There's two parts here. There's first fruits and all others. Now I'm going to throw a bomb on you. How many know the trumpet of God is blowing? Seventh trumpet. There's seven trumpets. The seventh trumpet will blow 1,000 years. During that millennium. It is not 5 minutes or 5 seconds.
Right.
It's going to blow until everyone, come on, that God has brought to eternal life, be changed.
Right.
How are you hearing me? You say, can you prove it? Well, let's go to St. John. Hallelujah. St. John. I've got to look at my scripture here. Make sure I got the right one. We need a lot of scriptures, don't we? St. John 6. A day with the Lord is as a... And a thousand years as a... How many of you know that's mentioned also in Psalms? Okay, John 6:44. Here's what Jesus said. Jesus said these words to us. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the
last day.
Now the last day starts, I believe, with the coming of Jesus. But it'll be a 1,000-year time. Okay? Then he says in verse 39, and this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again when?
The last day.
Last day. Verse 40. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which sees the Son and believes on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the
last day.
Last day. Then in verse 54, whoso eateth my flesh and drink my blood, my life, hath eternal life. I will raise him up at the last
day.
Praise God. Look in chapter 11. Chapter 11, verse 23. I believe it is. 23, I think it is. Jesus said, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said to him, I know, or I understand, he'll rise again in the resurrection at the
last day.
She knew more about it than preachers. Look in chapter 12, 47. Chapter 12, verse 47. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world, Jesus said. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I've spoken, the same shall judge him when?
The last
day. For I have not spoken of myself, so forth and so forth. Okay, so there's about five scriptures there on the last day, is that right? How many on the mouth of two or three witnesses? Come on. This word is established, isn't that right? Now look in John 5:24. John 5:24. How many believe we're all coming out of false doctrine? Come on now. We're all coming out of it in some areas. In John 5:24, verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, truly, truly, again, he said, I say unto you, the hour is coming now is when the dead, hallelujah, shall hear the voice, not any voice, the voice of the Son of God. They that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so have he given to the Son to have life in himself. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Verse 28. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice. And shall come forth they that have done good to the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil to the resurrection of damnation. How many see that? Yeah, condemnation, judgment. Praise God. Look in Acts 24. Hallelujah. Verse 14. Verse 14 through 16. Paul said, this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and the prophets, have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just, come on, and the unjust. And herein, now notice what he says, because I know this, he said, herein do I exercise myself, and we should all do this, to have always a conscience void or free of offense toward God and towards men.
Praise God.
I mean, if you go to bed with aught in your heart against your brother, you may have bad dreams. Isn't that right? Or have a demon come and sit on your shoulder. We have to keep our heart right, don't we, brethren? Now, I'm going to come back here in just a second on this. Praise God. Now, so there is an inward resurrection. There's an outward resurrection. Is that true?
Amen.
Praise God. Now, look in Luke, and let me say it this way. The sons of God, the overcomers, will experience both the inward resurrection and the outward resurrection first.
Yes.
Then every man in his own order.
Right.
Now, look in Luke 20. Praise God. Sure was different than what I was taught. Luke 20:34. And Jesus answering and said to them, the children of this world or this age marry and are given in marriage. But they which shall be accounted worthy. How many see that? Counted worthy.
Yes.
You know, another place he said to be counted worthy, we have to watch and pray always. Remember that?
Right.
Well, how many believe they'll be doing that here too?
That's right.
Worthy to obtain that world or that age or that millennium, or I'd say that 1,000 years, and the resurrection from the dead or out from among the dead, Acts is what it means. Now they're married nor are given in marriage, neither can they die anymore, for they're equal to the angels. And notice, are the children of God being the children of the resurrection. But who's got another translation, verse 36, that says sons? It says sons, don't it? That's the word. These are sons of God, sons of the resurrection. Hallelujah. The sons of God must have that fullness coming in them. Amen. That will eventually change even their physical being. Can you understand? Can you hear that?
Right.
Praise God. Now, we know there is a high calling, there's a heavenly calling, and we know there is a holy calling. Is that right?
Amen.
And Paul said in Philippians, where we started tonight, there's going to be those who lose something, and yet they're going to gain the prize, those that attain to it.
That's right.
Now, back in Philippians, let's go there. Let's see what Paul said here. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 3. And he said in verse 5, well, let's go back to verse 4. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh. Sometimes we think we're something, don't we? But God shows us we're not as hot as we think we are. If any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, Paul said, I more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss. What things he's talking about? All those things he just named. Yet doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, all those things he mentions there, and to count them but dung, that I may win Christ. He said, I'm of the tribe of Benjamin. So what?
Not a Jew.
That's right. Paul knew his religion. So what?
Amen.
Hey, I knew what mine was too. He knew his tradition, didn't he? He knew his nationality. I know mine, don't you?
Yes.
He had zeal. He was a Pharisee of the Pharisee. Come on, he was circumcised. All of that. He said, I had to lose all of that. How many know we're citizens of another country tonight?
Amen.
Is that true?
Amen.
You can't take, and I can't take, our Americanism into the kingdom of God.
Uh-uh.
Or if you're from Germany or Switzerland, wherever you're from, you can't take that into the kingdom of God. Paul couldn't, and we can't. Is that right?
Right.
Now, this resurrection, this inward resurrection we're talking about first here, is going to be a resurrection of the generals, the God. And you may not like that term, but not the prophets. But how many know they got to be a child at heart?
Amen.
Is that right?
Right.
Amen. Such an explosion from within to without. The radiation of God is not only coming in us, but it's going to also burst to the outside, to those that's changed. Amen?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. And how many know Him coming in us is going to kill our flesh?
That's right.
If you cry for to know the Lord, He's going to kill your flesh and my flesh.
Right.
Now, first Revelation 14. Hallelujah. Somebody said we need a good killing. Well, He's going to kill us. He is killing us. Chapter 14 of Revelation. You know, it kills some to come get deliverance.
Amen.
Doesn't it? That old pride. Chapter 14, verse 1. I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 140 and 4,000, having his father's nature or name written in their foreheads.
Yes.
Well, if you read the Amplified, it's a little different as well. I mean, if you got the Father, you got the Son. Is that right? I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, as the voice of great thunder. I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung as it were a new song before the throne. Amen. And before the four beasts and the elders, no man can learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Now, verse 4. These are they which were not defiled with the harlot Jezebel church system. For they are virgins. Wise ones at that. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever it goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being something. What are they?
The first fruits.
The first fruits unto who? God, and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no deceit, no guile, for they're without fault before the throne of God.
Praise God.
That's the people we're talking about.
Yes.
Anybody want to be part of that?
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. And so our soul change has to take place. It's a process. The fruit has to grow. Can you say amen?
Amen.
The nature of Jesus has to grow within us. So there's justification again, sanctification, and glorification. Now, let's go over to Daniel. I'm going to give you some more scriptures here, yeah? You ready? Your pencil's okay. All right, Daniel 12. Praise the Lord. Daniel 12. Now, here Daniel talks about the resurrection. Verse 1, at that time shall Michael stand up. This is the time of the great tribulation. Jesus quoted it. It's Matthew 24. Michael's going to stand up for the people of God, isn't he?
Yes.
How many believe he's going to stand for the people of God?
Amen.
God's going to stand with you.
Yes.
The great prince that stands for the children of the people. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even in that same time. At that time, thy people shall be
delivered.
That word also means restored. Everyone that shall be found written in the book. Better be in the book tonight. You know, he blots some out that don't overcome. Verse 2, and many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Right? And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And notice, they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. So there's two resurrections we see there. Now, turn to Revelation 20. Back to 20. You're going to have fingeritis when you get out of here. Revelation 20. Praise God. It's good for Robert, though. He used them fingers all the time, that accordion. Chapter 20, verse 4. Praise God. Look at this verse now. I saw thrones, John said, and those that sat upon them. And judgment was given to them. Now, I want you to notice, somebody sitting on thrones, that's rulership, isn't it? And he said, and judgment was given to those people. Daniel 7 says the same thing. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped, come on, what?
The beast.
Does that mean they're here during the beast system? Sure. Neither his image, neither receive his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ. Come on. Now let me tell you who these are. These are overcomers. I'm sorry, which one?
Chapter 3, verse 21.
Of Revelation?
Right.
All right, read that for me, Glenn. Revelation 3, 21.
To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne.
Hallelujah. In my throne. All right, now what's this verse say again? What verse did I just read?
Chapter 20.
I just read verse 4, right?
Yeah.
All right, now verse 5. But the rest of the dead. How many see that scripture? Now, look over to verse 12 just a minute. And I saw here, this is the rest of the dead, I saw the dead small and great stand before God, and the books were opened. Another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell were delivered up the dead that was in them, and they were judged every man according to their works, and death and hell were cast alive. Come on. Are cast into the lake of fire. This is the second
death.
Now, how many know he talks about that in Revelation? 2 or 3 there. What chapter is that where he talks about? Let's go back and find it. I'm coming back to this chapter, so hang on. I got to find that scripture. Look in chapter 2. Verse 11. Now, how many know that God's people who really know Him and is in the book don't have to worry about the lake of fire if we're overcoming?
Right.
He that overcometh, chapter 2, verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt.
Right.
Who's he talking to in that verse? Overcomers. What are we overcoming? World, flesh,
and the devil.
And our greatest enemy sometimes is this guy. Is that true? Now back in chapter 20, let's go back there. He said, is a people going to live and reign with Christ? Is that right?
Yes.
If we suffer with Him,
we'll reign with Him.
All right.
Now look at verse 5. But the rest of the dead that we just read over later, live not again until the... Does that mean they don't know what's going on? No! I mean, no, they're already in hell.
Right.
Come on now, don't shout me down. It's heaven or hell. Come on, it's Christ or the devil.
Right.
The rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is... Notice that. He's talking about 1,000 years. We're finished. This is the first resurrection. That's why I say I believe the first resurrection takes place all during the 1,000 years and the trumpet, seven trumpets blowing. Now, that was verse 5, right? Verse 6. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death, or the lake of fire, has no power. That's the overcomer now.
Amen.
They shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him, come on, a 1,000 years. Well, we know the rest of the story. Praise God. Now, turn to Revelation 10, verse 7. Revelation 10, 7. And you know the devil's going to be in that pit for 1,000 years too.
Amen.
And then the later, come on, the lake of fire. Anybody going to shout when he goes in the lake of fire?
Amen.
Revelation 10, 7. But in the days, notice the word days is plural,
yes,
of the voice of the seventh angel. Now remember he said we're not all going to sleep, but we're going to be changed in a moment. Come on.
Yes.
In the twinkling of an eye at the rapture, no. At the last trump. Is that what the Bible says?
Amen.
It means during the last trump, another translation says. Otherwise, while it's still sounding, there's people being changed.
Glory.
Listen to this verse. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound. He hadn't finished. The mystery of God should be what? Finished. What is the mystery of God? One of them is Christ in us, the hope of
glory.
And then he's taking us into him, isn't he?
That's right.
Notice. As he hath declared to his servants, the prophets. Now look in 11:15 of Revelation. Now, the seventh trumpet and the resurrection is here. Because in this chapter, there's a people rising up in resurrection power.
Right.
Called the two witnesses. But look in 11:15. Hallelujah. Now, in chapter 8, now hear me, there were three woes given. Woe, woe, woe. You see, the first woe is with the fifth angel. The second woe is with the sixth angel. And the seventh angel... There's going to be a woe, but the Bible didn't tell us what it is. I got my guess, but that's all I can do is guess. Well, how many no guess ain't going to get you anywhere?
Right.
Unless I'm right. Look at verse 15. The seventh angel, the seventh messenger sounded, and there was great voices where? In heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world are becoming the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, the body of Christ. And he shall reign, come on, not just for 1,000 years, but
forever
and ever. Anybody want to reign with him forever? Hallelujah. Amen. And you'll read on down there. It talks about the dead being raised up and so forth and judged and so forth. The seventh trumpet will change us in the final change. How many know we're being changed by all the trumpets? And how many know that a lot of times you heard the trumpet, but you didn't hear it? Is that right? But when you heard it, something happened.
Amen.
Is that right? Now go to Job 19. Hallelujah. How much time we got left on that tape? Oh, praise the Lord. I like that attitude, Dan. Okay, Job. I don't want to wear you out either, but Job 19. How many of preachers can wear you out? Hey. Job 19:25. Job 19:25. For I know that my Redeemer liveth. Do you know that tonight?
Yes.
His name is Jesus.
Yes, amen.
And that he shall stand in the latter day, at the latter day, upon the earth. Can you imagine those feet that left the earth coming back to this earth? That's what it says. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. The pure in heart will see God when he shall appear. We're going to be like him, for we're going to see him as he is. Whom I shall see for myself, mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. Chapter 14, verse 14. Get your secretary. If a man die, how many know some men die, some women die? If a man die, shall he live again? Question mark. All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change comes. Hallelujah. And that change has started in our spirit. It must now move into our soul. And then lastly, it will come into our bodies. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Anybody anticipating the resurrection?
Hallelujah.
Within and without.
Hallelujah.
We better be.
Hallelujah.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
All of us. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'm going to go to 1 Thessalonians 4. Praise God. We get all caught up in the natural. In this scripture. But I just want to read it and give you five things. Praise God. How many know some guys, they preach 5-6 raptures, let alone one rapture? I've read some of them. 1 Thessalonians 4, praise God. Verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend. Well, he ascended, didn't he?
Yes.
So he's going to descend. From where? Where's he coming from? The spirit realm, the heaven realm, with a shout.
Victory.
You know, we say the rapture is going to be a secret rapture. Nobody's going to know it. If one song says they'll not even know we're gone. I mean, that's a lie.
Right.
That's a big lie.
Yes, it is.
Says right here, there's going to be a shout. It's a victory shout. Didn't he say the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God?
Yes, right.
And those that hear it's going to live.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Listen to what he says now. Thank you, Jesus. With the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. God's the Spirit. This trumpet's in the Spirit, isn't it?
Yes.
And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Those are the first fruits.
Yes.
I've been talking about tonight. They're going to rise in resurrection first. Not only is it coming within, but also in their bodies.
Yes.
All that's in Christ. He's saying here, I believe. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then, or after that, or afterwards, is what that word then means. And I've looked it up. It can mean from a few days to several years. But God only knows the answer there. Then, or after that, we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Now, how many believe there's some people going to live and not die?
That's right.
But I want to tell you something. There's some going to die and live.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And so shall we ever be with the
Lord.
Wherefore, comfort one another with these words, but of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need. I write to you, for yourselves know perfectly that the rapture is going to happen in a minute. No. That the day of the Lord, come on, is coming as a thief in the night.
Yes.
That's what he's talking about, the day of the Lord. Is that right?
Right.
Now, I want to tell you five things. Five things. The coming of Jesus, number one. Two, he's coming in clouds. Glory clouds. Clouds of witnesses. The trumpet is sounding. The final seventh trump is blasting. Hallelujah. And the resurrection starts. The enchristed ones start the resurrection. And number five, it's in the day of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, that's just simple. But I'll tell you, we need it. Can you hear that? Praise God. Now, go to Revelation. I'm about through here. How many minutes, Dan? Okay, good. We're covered. Revelation 11. Just a few more scriptures, but I got to get this in. I didn't know I was going to preach tonight. I thought Jack was going to get to be here tonight. He didn't make it, so praise God. We need to pray for Brother Jack. Amen?
Yes.
Love Brother Jack. Revelation 11. Now, how many know that the two witnesses here is going to be raised up? Is that right? I'm not going to go all this because I've taught this here before, but I want you to come down to verses. Come down to verses 10. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them, shall make merry, and shall send gifts one to another. By the way, these are not two men. These are overcomers.
Amen.
And shall send gifts one to another because these two prophets did what? Tormented them that dwelt on the earth. Do you believe they were telling the people they better repent? Verse 11, and after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God did something. Entered into them, and they stood where? On their feet. Great fear fell on them which saw them, and they heard a great voice from heaven.
Amen.
Just like John heard in chapter 4, saying to them, come up hither. And they did something. They did something no other person did except Jesus. Did you hear what I said?
Right.
I said they did something no other person ever did except Jesus.
Amen.
Now you hear what I said?
Right.
They, what'd they do? They ascended where?
Up to heaven.
Up to heaven.
In a cloud.
In a cloud. What else does it say? Is that it? And their enemies beheld. Now, how many know that God took Enoch? Enoch was not for God. What?
Took him.
Uh-huh. Elijah went up in a whirlwind, didn't he?
Yeah.
And God took the beggar, took the beggar into Abraham's bosom. But none of those three ascended.
Right.
Did they?
Right.
Now look in, there's another scripture I've got to give you. Look in Acts 2. Hallelujah. Acts 2, please. 30-something. Acts 2. 33. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, having received the Father, the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which you now see and hear. For David is not ascended where?
Into the heavens.
But how many know David was with the Lord?
Yes.
But he didn't ascend. How many see that? David is not ascended into the heavens, but he said himself, the Lord said to my Lord, sit thou at my right hand. All right, now go to John chapter 3. San John 3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. San John chapter 3. Look in verse 12. Jesus said to Nicodemus, if I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And yet he was standing right on the earth. He was in the heavenlies, but he was on the earth. Now let me read it this way. Look at verse 13. No man hath ascended up into the spirit realm, but he that came down from the spirit realm, even the Son of Man, which is in the spirit realm.
Amen.
How many heard that?
Yes.
Now go to Ephesians 4. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4. And look at verse 9. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all in all. I mean, Jesus humbled himself to the extreme. God exalted him to the extreme.
Amen.
He ascended, didn't he? Now look in Isaiah 14. How many know the enemy thinks he's going to ascend? Mm-hmm. He had never changed, has he? Isaiah 14 says this, if I can find my scripture. Hallelujah. In 13. But thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend. Come on. Into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the command of the congregation in the sides of the north. That's where God is. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. He's a liar.
That's right.
Amen.
Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell. And I'll tell you, he will never ascend back into the heavenlies.
That's right.
Where he was kicked out. If he was given the opportunity not, he wouldn't go back.
Right.
And neither any angel that fell with him. Did you hear what I said?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in us, he shall do what, brethren? Quicken your what? Mortal bodies. Now, let me give you another scripture. One more. Psalms 24. Hallelujah. Psalms 24. I'm about through. Mildred sing, praise the Lord. We'll get you a sharpener. Psalms 24, verse 3. 24:3. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Notice, who shall ascend in the... What is the hill of the Lord? It's Zion. Who's going to do that, he says? Or who shall stand in the holy place, his holy place? He that's got clean hands, that's your work.
Yes.
And a pure heart, those that will see God, who hath not lift up his soul unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully. He said, that'll be the people that will ascend into the hill of the Lord. And so, brethren, in Revelation, the sons of God will ascend up. Amen?
Amen.
How many know that a full-grown eagle can flex those big wings and mount up to the heavens, can he?
Yes.
He can ascend up into the heights of the clouds. But the little eaglet must be born on the wing of its mother.
Yes.
Until the time that it has developed and has strength to mount up also. Praise God. Like the mother did. Isn't that right?
Yes.
I believe that. Praise the Lord. And so all in internal change in our nature and character can grant us that power of resurrection. There's going to be a people that will sin.
Yes.
Because of the power of God in their life. Amen?
Amen.
So Jesus is the true resurrection and the life tonight. Let's stand. May the Lord bless you. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Let's give him praise tonight. Let's raise our hands and praise him tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the resurrection, Lord Jesus. Lord, we look to you, no man. We look to no group, no people, but to you, Lord. You are the resurrection and the life tonight in our hearts. Lord, thank you for soul salvation tonight. Thank you for redeeming our souls, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the Spirit and the Word. The setting is free, Lord, that will yet set us free and do the work within our minds, Lord God. Lord, teach us how to walk in the Spirit, how to live in the Spirit, how to pray in the Spirit. Lord, how to react in the Spirit, how to talk in the Spirit. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, I pray. We praise you tonight, Lord, for the walk in the Spirit. And thank you, Lord, for coming in us tonight. We invite you to come in, Lord.
Come in, Lord Jesus, into our spirits, into our minds, our wills, our thoughts, our inward parts, that you might do the work in us, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name, mighty God. Father, that person you're bringing to me, I pray right now for that individual.
Yes, Lord.
I don't know why you're bringing that face before me, but I pray for that person in this place tonight. And I ask you to touch that person. Lord, I ask you to deliver and set that one free in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you, Father.
Yes.
I thank you, Father, for touching that person now in Jesus' name. And every need that may be there, Lord, whether it be spirit, soul, or body, in
yes.
that individual's life there.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for that.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Where's Frankie at? Frankie, the Lord wants to encourage you tonight. He's going to pour in new strength, new energy. And He's heard your cry, and He saw your tear. And it's not for naught. God says, I love you. I care for you. Especially at this time, the Lord says, I love you very much. And that the change that's taking place is within my daughter. And you're being clothed inwardly with my garments. So fret not and fear not. But God has heard your cry, and the change is taking place within you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Tomorrow morning, the service is at what time, brother? Praise God. How many people do we have here tonight that... Is there anybody here that does not know Jesus tonight? You've never received Jesus as Savior. I want you to come. Anybody here?
Hallelujah.
What about those who have never been filled with the Holy Ghost?
Hallelujah.
Speak with tongues as the Spirit give utterance. I want you to come too, okay? Hallelujah. Praise God. I know there's some here. John. Praise God. Bring them up, John. Hallelujah. I know He's got some others here. Hallelujah. You've never spoken tongues. You want to receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit. How many know that the Holy Spirit comes in, the tongues come with Him?
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You need a baptism. Come right on, sister. You need the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Glory.
Let God fill you tonight. We all need to pray in the Spirit, don't we?
Yes, yes.
Pray in the Holy Ghost. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith.
Yes.
Praying in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Okay, Father, I'll dismiss this people and then we'll pray for these. Father, in the name of Jesus, we dismiss them in your name. Bless them tonight as they rest, Lord, and bring them back tomorrow in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
The song goes like this. It's not on there, Gene. Holy Spirit, rain down. Again, Holy Spirit, rain down, may your power fall, may your voice be heard, come and change our heart as we stand on your word, Holy Spirit. Touch again, Holy Spirit, rain down, let your power fall, let your voice be heard, come and change our hearts as we stand on your word, Holy Spirit. Spirit rain. friend. How we need your touch again. Holy Spirit, rain now. Rain now. Let your power fall. Let your voice be heard. Come and change our hearts as we stand on your word. Holy Spirit, rain down. Holy Spirit, rain down. Rain down, O comforter and friend. How we need your touch again. Holy Spirit, rain down. Rain down. Let your power fall. Let your voice be heard. Come and change our hearts as we stand on your word. Holy Spirit, rain down. Sing it from your heart if you remember the words tonight. Holy Spirit, rain down. Rain down. Oh, comforter and friend, how we need your touch again. Holy Spirit, rain now. Rain now. Let your power fall. Let your voice be heard. Come and change our hearts as we stand on your word. Holy Spirit, one more time. Holy Spirit, rain down. Rain down. Oh, comforter and friend, how we need your touch again. Holy Spirit, rain down. Your power fall. Let your voice be heard. Come and change our hearts as we stand on your word. Holy Spirit, rain down. Oh, rain down. Hallelujah. Rain down, Holy Spirit. Rain down, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Holy Spirit, just rain down. Just rain down on us right now, Lord, as we sit here in your presence. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now. We are open to receive your power. So fill us, thrill us, let us see your awesome reality. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now. We are open to receive your power. We are open to receive your power. So fill us, thrill us. So fill us, thrill us. Let us see your awesome reality. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now. Sing it from your heart now. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now. We are open to receive your power. So fill us. Oh, so fill us, thrill us, let us see your awesome reality. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now. Say your prayer tonight. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now. Well, how could the Holy Ghost fall upon us? He's in us. But there are at least three aspects to the dwelling of the Holy Ghost. At least three. Maybe far more, but my intellect is limited. Maybe Tommy will give you some more tonight. Number one, there's the indwelling presence of the Holy Ghost is within us. There's the omnipresence of the Holy Ghost is everywhere. Aren't you glad for that? Not only is he in us, but he's everywhere. Then there's the manifest presence of the Holy Ghost when he falls upon us. And some people laugh, some people shake, some people weep, some people just sit in awe in the presence of the Lord. Now, as you sing it tonight, just open your heart and let the Holy Spirit manifest. Just let the manifest presence of the Holy Spirit fall upon you. Just let him touch you tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Oh, ragababasotro. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now. We are open to receive your power. Are you open tonight? So fill us, thrill us, let us see your awesome reality. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now. We are open to receive your power. So fill us, thrill us, let us see your awesome reality. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now. Sing it one more time. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now. We are open to receive your power. So fill us, thrill us, let us see your awesome reality. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now. Holy Spirit, fall upon us now. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus. Now some people say, this is not for today. This is so wrong. Oh, Jesus. Well, while others they boast, this Holy Ghost, he is long gone. Oh, but we're here to prove God is still on the move in our generation and time. For we have been having a drink of fresh Holy Ghost wine. Oh, I'm having a drink. Having a drink of the new wine. I'm yielding my will drinking my fill from the true vine. For I want to be totally free of everything that would hinder me. So I'm having a drink of the wine of the Holy Ghost. Oh, take a drink tonight. Oh, I'm having a drink of the new wine. I'm yielding my will, drinking my fill from the true vine. For I want to be totally free of everything that would hinder me. So I'm having a drink of the wine of the Holy Ghost. Come drink this new wine, its source is divine and unending. It's the Holy Ghost power for this day and hour that He's sending. Lord, I want You more than ever before, so I'll keep on drinking the Spirit You pour. Yes, I'm having a drink of the wine of the Holy Ghost. Oh, I'm having a drink. Having a drink of the new wine. I'm yielding my will, drinking my fill from the true vine. For I want to be totally free of everything that would hinder me. So I'm having a drink of the wine of the Holy Ghost. How many want to be totally free?
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.